On this episode of Secrets of Home Builders, Pat Cardone dives into his thoughts on the 2018 spring market in the Chicagoland area. He'll give his expertise on ways that you can take advantage of the current market conditions.
Hi, this is Pat with SG Home Builders. I'm here today. It's the spring market. I'm at one of our newest projects on Oakley in the north side. And I'm just going to give you some of my thoughts about what's going on this year in our market and also what we're looking at in terms of construction. Reports are out saying that we have about a 15% reduction in the amount of homes available in the Chicago market. Now, that type of shortage usually brings a spike in prices, but we've also got, at the same time, we have an increase in rates. So affordability is going to be a little harder, and we're going to have, you know, issues with pricing, I believe, later on in this year as values will increase as developers finish product. Now, I'm simply talking single family right now, but the reality of this is there's multiple families we're working with right now that we're trying to get through the system to get into building their dream homes. And it really comes down to what I'm seeing more and more and more is the lack of buyer education as to what to expect. And that's something here that Ryan and I with SG, we really, really specialize in is we came from a lending and real estate background as well as construction. So we're able to translate all of the issues for our buyers so that when they walk in, they know that we're going to tell them straight out, this property that you're looking at is not going to appraise. You're going to be overvalued in your neighborhood, or you're going to be spending too much money for the return that you're going to get. So really, we try to become the counselor along with your broker. We do not take the place of your broker or your lender. But the point is, we're here as a valuable resource to help you understand your placement in the market, because every home is a conversation with the market. So if you have the ability to come into a market and buy something at a discount, the truth of the matter is you should be selling it at market value, not at a discounted value simply because you bought it less. Really, that is the conversation with the market. And that's where the health of the real estate market comes into play. The strange thing about Chicago is that speculation drives prices up and down and fluctuations. And those fluctuations is what causes the price of new construction housing. You might see one model at 1.5 on one block, and then two blocks over, you might see the same model for 1.2. And this is simply because of the unique quirkiness of the Chicago market. And unfortunately, it's something that if you're not aware of, or if you can't analyze it properly, you could walk into a transaction where you may end up on the short end of the stick. Now, the other end of this is we're dealing with multiple people who have architectural plans that are overdeveloped for the amount of money that they can truly afford. This is why you really need to bring in your builder as soon as possible, even in the design phase, because the truth of the matter is architects will design whatever it is you want, but you have to know what your financial limitations are and what your risk tolerance is. Because when it comes down to it, you're going to be the one paying. And you've got to know what you want your payment to be, what you're going to be able to come up with down payment. Because in the long run, everybody wants a successful project. Nobody wants to come back and say, oh my God, you know, it was a nightmare, it was this, it was that. Nightmares are caused because of lack of information up front. Simply, that's it. If you're building new, you're digging a hole, you're putting in a foundation, and from that point, it just follows a game plan. But that game plan has to be realistic as to what you can afford. Because when you go outside those parameters, all of a sudden, once the plan set is done, it makes it look like the builder or the developer is overcharging you, which is never the case. This is simply addition. There's very little fluctuation in pricing in terms of building. It costs the same to build in the city of Chicago as it costs to build in the suburbs, relatively. The biggest problem in the city is time, because of the size of the city and the amount of people putting pressure on the inspection systems and the zoning department and all of these other departments. And that's something that is part inherently of building in Chicago, which ends up costing you a little more in interest, because you do pay interest only usually on construction lending. Now, the other part of this is that we also do kitchens and baths for people and upgrades on homes. You know, we'll gut rehab homes, we'll do that as well. And what I'm seeing there is that more people are really interested And let's stay in our house. Let's fix our house up. We don't need to go somewhere else. I think we're going to see more of that. Plus, I also do a series of seminars with different lenders about creating value through construction. So many times, this is, say you want to be in a Bell school district, you want to be in a, you know, Agassiz, you want to be in certain school districts, and they're priced maybe a little too high for you. You may look at fixing up old property to be your new dream home, because you probably couldn't afford, you know, the full price of new construction. But that doesn't mean you're not going to get the same benefits and values of buying in that school district. And we all know that school districts are so important in Chicago. So I guess this whole thing is about, it's the spring market. Everybody's excited. Everybody's looking. Things are flying off the market. There's not much inventory out there. So if you're serious, you have to talk to a lender. If you're serious about building, please reach out to me. Please reach out to Ryan. We can help get you with lenders that we've used over and over to help people build homes. That's what's important, is that you really get a realistic picture of what can be done. And it may be that you get the information and you decide to just go ahead and buy something that's on the market. That's perfectly fine. That's how we help brokers in the city of Chicago. We're very open and very honest about telling you, hey, you might as well look and go for something that's already built, because you don't have the wherewithal to move forward on a construction loan. And the wherewithal sometimes means down payment. It sometimes means, you know, just the ability to deal with the time frames that you're going to have to deal with. So anyway, this is Pat with SG Home Builders. We're cranking away here in the city. We'd love to hear from you. Give me a call at 847-970-0096 if you have questions.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in finding out ways that you can take advantage of a custom remodel or a custom home build of your own, please visit us at sghomebuilders.com.